tell you something that you already know, but may have forgotten. There's pain, and then there's responsibility. There's pain, and then there's responsibility. You want to know why families stay broken? And you know what I'm talking about. Within your family, there is a relationships, or probably many, several relationships that are broken. There's people within your family that just have decided to not talk to one another for years, decades, 100 years. That's amazing. Why does forgiveness, why is it impossible? Why does it feel impossible? We can't reconcile. These are irreconcilable differences. Really? What is it that happened? Oh my gosh. It's been 5, it's been 10, it's been 20 years since you've talked to your dad? What could have happened? Oh my goodness. Is it pain? Is it responsibility? What is it? And it's not because the pain isn't real. Anytime you've got two human individuals that have made the decision to not talk for an extended amount of time, to no longer interact, and you are members of the same family, it's not that there wasn't any pain. It's just that the pain has become everything. It now supersedes everything else. The script has gotten torn up and tossed out. All that matters is the pain. You've become so wrapped up in what's been done to you. You've forgotten, or you're neglecting, you just don't care anymore to ask the question of what is it that's going on now? What are you doing now? We would rather, maybe you would rather treat your wounds like they are the most sacred things you've built, or you're building, or you want to build an entire identity around it. I'm the one who was betrayed. I'm the one who was left. I'm the one who had to walk away. I was given no choice. We fall in love with our problems. We argue for our limitations. We decide this is the hill I'm gonna fucking die on. This one. And it's crazy. You are gonna die on the hill that you were wrong 30 years ago, and you're still hanging on to that? Really? Are you sure? What is your victimhood bringing you that you're so in love with that you just can't? You can't think about moving on past that, or you've made your entire being, your entire identity around that victim, being a victim. Therefore, you become a prisoner of your victimhood. You are a willing prisoner. It's an open air prison. You could walk out right now. It's not even one of those cushy white collar deals. You could just open the door, walk out, and move on with your life. But you are opting to remain in whatever version of solitary confinement that you're keeping yourself in. You are that person who is writing letters to the serial killer in prison. These are love letters. Your victimhood is your version of the serial killer, and your allegiance to your victimhood is the letter. I think I got that right. Does that make any sense to you? Are you doing that? Are you engaging in this kind of behavior? So again, pain, it's part of the story, but it's only part of the story. The other important, the really more important part of the story, the one that we don't like to talk about very much, is the responsibility piece of it. I'm not talking about blaming. I'm not talking about guilt. I'm talking about responsibility. The personal responsibility, the ownership of your role in the interaction. Because there's, of course, three sides to every story. There's your side, the other person's side, then there's the truth. Three sides to a coin. Heads, tails, the actual, you can see kind of the other side. So we have to have a willingness to say is, well, here's I showed up. Here's how I showed up. Here's what I said. Here's what I didn't say. And here's where I turned away when I could have leaned in. What role did you have in this interaction and in this play? What role did you decide not to take? So that's the crack in the armor. That is the doorway that you potentially can walk through to a reconciliation. But most people will never walk through it. It's never going to do it. Why not? Why not? Why is that? Pride? Just inertia at this point? Momentum at this point? Or maybe it's because they're waiting. They're waiting for the other person to change. They're waiting for the other person. They're waiting for the apology. That's never going to come. They're waiting to be proven right, to be vindicated, to get justice. And vindication and justice, whoo, buddy, those are good, powerful things. It's what a lot of movies that we consume and stories, that's what it's all about. We want the good guy slash gal to come out on top. Or if we're pulling for the anti-hero, we want that person to come out on top. But you're going to end up waiting a long time. An apology is never going to come. You're never going to be proven right. You're never going to get the level of justice or vindication that you think or you feel like you deserve. And maybe you even do. But while you're doing that, while you're hanging out, waiting, stewing in it, the relationship's dying. It may have already died. Could be dead on arrival. So if you want to heal your family, if you're interested in reconnecting and building bridges, mending these bonds and relationships, I would encourage and advocate that you stop obsessing over who was more hurt in all of this. And start asking, who's going to be more courageous? Who's going to be more brave in this? Because you already know this too. The truth is that healing doesn't come from being right. It comes from being ready. It comes from being ready to take that first step. It comes from being ready to put the sword down. It comes from being ready to be a human being again. And to recognize that we human beings are flawed. We hurt one another. We say awful things. We do awful things. We're self-centered. We're self-consumed. We're individualistic. We feel like things are scarce. And when you put all that stuff together, that just means that a lot of our interpersonal communication, our interactions with the other human beings on planet Earth, are not always going to go awesome. Even if we're trying our best, which most of the time we're not. So having an appreciation for, yes, the pain that you're experiencing is valid. But it's your responsibility that's going to set you free from all of this. We need to stop drinking poison and expecting the other person is going to die. This is not going to happen. When you accept responsibility, you get great power. With great power, with great responsibility, comes great power. Nobody controls your thoughts. Nobody controls your feelings. You and you alone get to decide how you think, feel, and respond to all the circumstances of your life. That's so powerful. And when you lean into that, you realize that you're the responsible party. You're the person who's going to set the tone. You're the person who's going to be the leader and show the way, which is what we need. You look around, all the different fighting, all the different hurt, all the different conflict going on in the world. And we'll just keep it here in the United States. A lot of it's just stuff that we're making up in our own minds. And when we refuse to interact and engage with other people, well, then we're just going to live in those echo chambers within our own minds. And the chasms between us will get deeper and wider and become even harder to cross. And if that's what you want, well, then keep doing what it is that you're doing. And you're going to keep getting what you always wanted, which is more conflict. Or we could operate and act with a little more grace, or a lot more grace, recognizing that I am going to consistently make mistakes and do things to other people that they're not going to like. And when I do that, I need to take a big step back and realize and recognize my part in this was this. Most importantly, that I have the responsibility, that I have the ability, the capability to reach out and to say, hey, my bad. What I did was inappropriate. I'm sure it hurt a lot. And I'm sorry that that happened. I'm sorry I did that. Do you forgive me? Can we move forward? And I bet that they'll say yes. And take this one step further. When somebody says that to you, accept their apology and move on. As always, do your part by doing your best.